You're listening to SBS News.
After civil unrest engulfed Honiara in November last year, the Australian government led a policing mission to quell the riots. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the country is always there to lend a hand to its Pacific neighbours.
Whenever there is a crisis or an issue to be dealt with in the Pacific region, the first call that's made is to Australia, because they trust us to be able to come and support them and do it in a way which is respectful of their culture and respectful of their history, and they see Australia as family.
But it appears the phone is also ringing to call for help from Beijing. Documents leaked on social media have revealed Chinese plans for a military presence in the country. The draft framework agreement states China would be allowed to protect the safety of Chinese personnel and major projects in Solomon Islands and make ship visits to the country. Jonathan Pryke from Australia's think tank, the Lowy Institute, says the document appears far from finalised.
It clearly is just the wish list from China, in that there's provision for, you know, joint military exercises for Chinese police, Chinese armed police, Chinese military forces to be able to enter Solomon Islands in times of distress, either by the proposal of China or at the request of Solomon Islands.
But it's a wish list that's causing concern in Canberra. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says he does not think the alliance is consistent with the values Australia shares with the Solomon Islands.
There's aid that we've provided, there's more that we'll continue to provide support for, many ways in which we work very closely together, and we'll continue to do that. But we want peace and stability in our region. We don't want unsettling influences, and we don't want pressure and exertion that we're seeing from China.
The proposal surfaced the same day that Australia's High Commissioner confirmed defence assistance in the country will continue until late next year. While Scott Morrison hasn't spoken to the nation's leader, Manasseh Sogavare, since, he's flatly denied Australia has been left blindsided.
There are others who may seek to pretend to influence and to seek to get some sort of foothold in the region, and we're very conscious of that, and that's why we've been doing that work.
The Sogavare government has already broken diplomatic ties with Taiwan, instead recognising Beijing, in a move that's caused unease both in the region and at home. Now standing firm, Mr. Sogavare insists the Solomon Islands should be friends to all and enemies to none. The Prime Minister has issued a statement defending the move, arguing that broadening partnerships are needed to improve quality of life and address soft and hard security threats. But Australia's opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, believes Australia needs to remain Solomon Islands' primary security partner.
Well, Australia needs to be a partner of choice in the Pacific. We were that for a long period of time. I think when this government came to office and withdrew funding, in terms of its aid and its presence in the Pacific, that was an error of judgment. I think that we need to do more in terms of our foreign aid and our presence in the Indo-Pacific, in our region.
Mr. Pryke from the Lowy Institute says this move comes as a warning signal for Australia's position in the Pacific.
But I think the clear message here is that, you know, the geopolitics in the region is not standing still. There are other actors as well that are all upping the ante, and Australia needs to, it's not just one step up and then we, you know, go back to normal. We need to continue to engage in the Pacific. We need to continue to up our game. We need to continue to give the region the attention that it deserves.
Brooke Young, SBS News.